On the Campaign Trail, Guide Dogs in the Media. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. On the Campaign Trail, nearly 28,000 call for an end to problematic pavement parking. The laws in Scotland and London show it is possible to end unsafe and unfair pavement parking. We now need action to allow everyone to walk their streets safely wherever they live in the UK. This was the message we delivered in our pavement parking open letter to party leaders in Westminster, and we're delighted that almost 28,000 people showed their support and signed. We were joined in our letter hand-in by the MP for Battersea, Marcia Di Cordova, who returned to the House of Commons afterwards and gave a powerful speech calling for change. The government has now committed to publishing a response to the consultation on pavement parking, and in April we met Lillian Greenwood MP, Minister for the Future of Roads, to highlight the urgent need for progress. Included here is a photograph of the letter hand-in. Campaigners, including Marcia Di Cordova MP and Penny Heffernan, are standing in Parliament Square and holding oversized envelopes addressed to Keir Starmer, the Labour Party, Ed Davey, Liberal Democrats, and Kemi Badenoch, the Conservative Party. Designing for Inclusion. Last year, we published our Design for Inclusion report, available online at www.tinyurl.com/guidedogsdesignforinclusion with University College London. This important research looks at bus stop designs and cycle infrastructure that pose barriers to disabled people and makes recommendations for change. We have already seen progress, with the UK government committing to introducing guidance on bus stop design in England. We also welcomed the recommendation from the government to local councils in England that they pause rolling out shared bus stop borders. Bus stop borders involve stepping on and off the bus directly onto the cycle lane. We're pleased the government has recognised the dangers they pose as a first step, and we will continue to work to shape the final guidance. The report has also already had an impact across the rest of the UK. A round of spring political conferences in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland gave us the platform to talk about the report's recommendations, followed by sessions at Active Travel and Sight Loss parliamentary committees in Holyrood, the Senedd and Stormont. The key message on designing inclusive streets also underpinned our response to the Active Travel Delivery Plan in Northern Ireland. We are beginning to see the impact of this work. In Wales, the parliamentary lead on transport has set out a direction for inclusive travel, which clearly shows the influence of our campaigning. Wherever you are in the UK, our voice calling for inclusive streets is loud and clear.
Guide Dogs in the Media. Guide Dogs helps people with sight loss to feel the magic. Guide Dogs has helped the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, The Making of Harry Potter, to create new tactile tours for visitors with sight loss as part of our partnership with the world-famous attraction. Guests with vision impairments can touch familiar props and costumes, including the wands of central characters Harry, Ron, Hermione and Voldemort, allowing those who are blind or partially sighted to immerse themselves in the world of Harry Potter. Penny Heffernan and guide dog Questa visited to share feedback on how the tour could be made more accessible. Penny from Essex said, "I'd always thought how fantastic it would be to touch some of the displays, and I'm really thrilled to have been able to do so. It exceeded my expectations and really brought everything alive for me." BBC News covered the new tours, showing Penny being guided around, while BBC Radio 3 Counties interviewed her. The Daily Telegraph Online and MSN News also created features about the best accessible attractions in London, inspired by and including our partnership with the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London. Included here is a photograph of Penny touching props used in the Harry Potter films. Mum really is the word for Connie. When we shared the news that great-grandma guide dog mum Connie was spending Mother's Day with three generations of her family, the story was covered by more than 270 local and national media outlets. Connie shares her Stratford-upon-Avon home with her daughter Sophie, granddaughter Coco, and, at the time, Coco's beautiful litter of guide dog puppies. The story and photos appeared in the Daily Mirror, Daily Star, Daily Express, The Independent, The Times and The Scotsman, and on the Daily Express, Daily Mail, Country Living and Oxford Mail websites. It was also mentioned on Sky News, Capital FM, BBC Newsround and ITV Central West, plus many regional radio stations. Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador Connie, her black Labrador daughter Sophie, and her black Labrador granddaughter Coco, with Coco's litter of 8 black and yellow Labrador puppies. Andrew Freddie Flintoff bats for guide dogs. Streaming channel Disney Plus released its documentary about the life and career of world-renowned cricketer and presenter Andrew Freddie Flintoff in April. The show includes shots of guide dog puppy Quilly, who was raised by Freddie and his family. Speaking about raising Quilly, Freddie said, "When you need a cuddle or something like that, he's always next to me." Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador guide dog puppy in training Quilly, sitting on a bus while wearing his puppy in training jacket.